بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين، سيما بقية الله في الأراضين، أرواحنا لتراب مقدمه الفداء، فأجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. We were discussing about first sentence in Munajat al-Sha'baniyya, which is Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. There are a lot concerning this sentence. But if we want to continue and focus only in this sentence, I think 1 year we must talk about only Salawat and meaning of Salawat and a lot. I think we must stop here and we go to next sentence and phrase of Dua. We say, وَاسْمَعْ دُعَائِي إِذَا دَعَوْتُكَ. Oh my God, listen or hear to my Dua, my supplication, my prayer, when I call you. So there are a lot of points which we must know it before our translation of this sentence. First of all, why we do dua? Do we need to do dua or not? And what is the position and situation of dua in our life? And dua, is it something which we don't want it, but because our need, and we need something, we do dua, or not? Dua is often on our nature. It's something in our nature. We are based on dua. Without dua, we cannot live. This is one issue which we must talk about. Okay, we must find out what is our position in this world, how we are living, and do we need to do dua, and do we need to depend on something or not? If we look at our thing and our relationship with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we will find out we are nothing. We belong to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But some our philosophers are saying, it's not we are something which belong to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, but we are a relation, only the rapt relationship is not we are something which relate to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We are not independent. We depend to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. For example, you imagine in your mind a tree. Perception of tree. When you think about tree, you have tree in your mind. You have me in your mind. But if you forget and you don't think about it, you don't have it. By thinking, you have that concept in your mind. Without thinking, there is no tree in your mind. There is no my picture and my concept in my imagination in your mind. We are the same in this world. If Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala support us by existence, we live in this world. But without His supporting, we are nothing. We cannot live. This is clear. But because of some barrier, maybe we don't realize this thing, and we cannot declare it. We will not claim it. We will not admit it. So sometime when we are not in this position and we will go back to ourselves, we will find ourselves we are nothing, and we declare this need be towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because of that, look at this verse of Holy Quran. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ ضُرٌّ دَعَى رَبَّهُ. When some had touched man or human being, he will call upon Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala solves his problem, he will forget. Why at that position and that situation will call Allah? Because we are full of problem. We are full of heart. Because of that, we will call Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is something naturally comes out from our side, from our heart. And we have also another verse in Holy Quran. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوُوا اللَّهِ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. Now if they embark on a boat, they call on Allah, making their devotion sincerely to Him. But when they are in the ship, they will call Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Why? Because they find out they are not independent. They depend on something. They will find out their relationship with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So they will call that hangi. Oh, take me very well, keep me. Otherwise I'm nothing. فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوُوا اللَّهِ. They will call Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sincerely. But when they will come and Allah will bring them back safely in the land, they will forget. And we have also in another verse of Holy Quran, وَإِذَا غَشِيَهُمْ مَوْجٌ كَبْغُلًا دَعَوُوا اللَّهِ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. When you travel by sea and the aid of sea comes to you, you will call upon Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Oh my Lord, oh my Lord. But when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala safely bring you and safely bring you in the bank of the sea, you will forget Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Only I wanted to say, this is the nature of man. At that time, at that position, we will find out and will get our nature. So we declare it. Our nature is expressing our need. It has been said, if you want to find out somebody and his heart, to find out how is his spirituality, how is going on in his heart. When in some difficult situation and difficult position, whatever he says, you will find out how is he. For instance, in the delivery of woman, and you will find out what she says. Some of them say, oh my God, oh Ya Abul Fad, Ya Hussein, Ya Hassan, Ya Abbas. This means the name of Imam Hassan, the name of Imam Hussein, the name of Abbas, the name of Fatima, the name of A'imma alayhim as-salam bestowed it in her heart. That son started to insult her husband, her family. Actually, her husband's family, not her family. So this means she declared what she had in her heart. Our ulama is not our ulama, he is Ibn Khaldun. He says in the Sunni, says if you want to find out anybody, his nature. You must look at the last sentence which he declared it and expressed it. He says, look at Imam Ali alayhi salam. At the last time, when he was in his mihrab, and Ibn Muljam wanted to kill him, what he said? He said, Fuztu wa Rabbil Ka'ba. Fuztu wa Rabbil Ka'ba. This means he doesn't have any problem. He will be happy when he will go to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But the second caliph, when Abu Lolo came and wanted to kill him by his soul, what he said? He said, خذوه, take him. قتلني المجوسي. Majusi, who worship fire, killed me. So they said, this means he belongs to this world. I like it. When we will go to sea, and oh, we have a lot of problem, we declare and express our nature. So dua is something in coming out from our nature. It's not something only we want to do dua, and we must go to do dua. But this expression and declaration of our nature. This is the first thing. Second issue is that some people think that dua is something only we call Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to give us something and some spirituality for us. Yes, spiritual, we cannot deny it. But as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave a lot of things in this world, which is called alamul asbab wal musabbabat, kingdom of causes and effects. Everything has its own effects. For instance, if you want to cut something, you must use knife. You cannot sit down and say, yes, this should be cut. Or if you want to go somewhere, you cannot sit down. If you are thirsty, you cannot sit down and say, I'm thirsty, and Allah should give me something. Or can Allah should remove my thirsty? No, you must go and get water and drink it. If you are hungry, you must go and get food and drink, you eat it. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala put on water something which remove thirsty and thirst. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give fire something which if you are feeling cold, you must go and use fire and something also, and also medicine. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave to the dua also the same thing. Dua also is cause to reach to your target, to reach to your aim, to reach to your goal. If you want something, you must go through dua. As you must use dua as a means, as a tool to reach your target. We have in Holy Quran, وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. Nobody can reach to his target. Nobody can reach to any level, cannot get anything without effort. So you must effort to get something. Without work, you cannot have house. Without work, you cannot have car. Without work, you cannot have money. In this world, without dua also we cannot live. Without dua we cannot live. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave this position and gave these causes to the dua and this influence to the dua. So dua also one means, one tool in our life which we must use it and benefit from it to reach into our target. Okay. In first sentence we say, wasma'a du'a'i. Oh my Lord, hear my dua, my prayer. Why? We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to listen and to hear my dua. Although we know Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is well aware of whatever is going in this world. He knows everything. Nothing is absent from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He knows everything. In other words, if we know Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, for instance, Allah is wise and He has wisdom. If I need something and He is aware of it, He must give to me. Why we ask Him, please listen to me. Hear my dua. Why? For instance, your father is wise and he has power and also he has money. And at the same time, he is aware of your need. You have problem. What he must do? He should give you some amount. He should solve your problem. It's not necessary to go to him and ask him, please give me this amount. Because he is aware of it. And also he has money. He is aware of your problem, he has money, and also he is wise, he's not major. So he has to give to you. And if he refused to give to you, and later if somebody asked him and believe him, why you didn't give money to your son, he cannot justify his action. He cannot say, because he didn't ask me. No. They will tell him, you were aware of need of your son. Why you didn't give him? So, at the same thing, we want to say, why? Although we know Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is aware of our need, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has power to give us whatever we needed, and also He's not major, He's wise. Why we ask Him, oh my God, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, hear my dua. I think the meaning of dua here and meaning of washma'a dua, hear my dua, is not something like when we say, please hear me. The meaning of this sentence, hear my dua, is maybe should be one of these two. The first one, the meaning of this is that وَسْمَعَ دُعَاءِ means, oh my Lord, accept my dua and accept my supplication. Only accept what I need and what I ask you. Please accept it. This is the meaning of the washna dua. And also it has been said in سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ. سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ means Allah will accept whosoever prays on Him. It's not Allah hear whosoever prays on Him. No. سَمِعَ means accept. Oh my Lord, accept why I ask, what I ask you, and what I need. Accept it and give to me what I demand. Second meaning of this sentence is that we don't want to ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to accept it, but we want to ask Him, please give me your attention. Pay me your attention, particular attention. I want to draw and attract your attention towards me. Only this is enough for me. Washma means, oh my God, oh my Lord, I would like you to draw down your attention towards myself. For instance, our history is like the history of house fly. is making a lot of noise and voice in this room and is demanding us, please hear me, listen to me, hear me, listen to me, I'm making noise. This house like doesn't have any value for us to look at him and to listen to him. But he wants to draw down our attention towards him, isn't it? This is our history towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We don't have any worth. We are not worthy. We don't have any value. But we ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, oh my God, among all this voice and noise, among all these people who are demanding you and asking you, please, I would like to draw down your attention towards me and calm down, listen to me. Because we say by our heart that Almighty God, I don't want to be like those people you say to him, اخسأوا فيها ولا تكلموا. Be quiet. Be quiet. Don't speak. And nobody speak with you. اخسأوا فيها ولا تكلموا. Nobody speak with you. Want to say, no, Almighty God. In the beginning, we say, I would like to your particular attention. And I don't want to be like those people Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentioned in Holy Quran. وَلَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ. Never Allah speak with them. No, I would like to get your attention toward my Shaykh. Your particular attention toward my Shaykh. And also I don't want to be terribly like those people Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said, وَلَا يُنْظَرُ إِلَيْهِمْ. Nobody look at them. I don't want to be like these people, but I would like to get your attention and particular attention toward myself. Yes, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala hear me and see me, but I want to draw down his attention. I think to getting the attention, particular attention of God, is most important to acceptance of dua. To reach to your dua and to reach to your target. But this is the beginning. Because of that, we said, if we want to draw down and attract the attention of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we must bring down his attention towards those people who loved of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who are loved of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which who are Muhammad and Ali Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Because of that, we have been said that we must start and we have started our dua by salawat. And I would like to support this idea by this dua. Sometimes in our dua, we don't demand anything from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But only we want to talk to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We want to express our love to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We say, Almighty my God. Oh my God. If 1,000 times you burn me, never I will forget you. Never I will lose your hope and your love in my heart. If 1,000 times you burn me and you kill me, I will not go to any other gate. Always I will be in your gate and I will ask you, I will demand you. This, you don't demand anything, but only you want to draw down his attention. Like sometimes you will go to somebody and you will tell him, please, I'm with you. All the time I'm with you. Always I will be with you. I will not go to anybody else. You don't want him to give you something, anything. But only you want him to pay attention to you and look at after you. Why we want to get the attention of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to ourselves? I think because our situation in this world, like a man who climbed the mountain is going up. And there are a lot of enemies which are pulling him back and taking him back. So now we are going to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We are claiming the mountain and there are a lot of enemies which they are getting us back. Shall we say, Almighty Allah, look after me. I have a lot of enemies. They don't allow me to come up. They don't allow me to reach you. Because of that we have dua. فَقَدْ حَرَبْتُ إِلَيْكَ Almighty God, I ran towards you from my enemy. Who are these enemies? I will talk about them. But first, the first and the beginning, we are going to draw the attention of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala towards ourselves. And whenever you go up and your level, spirituality stage, raise up, you need more to ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Why? Because your exam will be more difficult. The exam of primary school, year 1 and year 2 is very easy. Maybe sometimes there is no exam. But the exam of PhD and final year, last year, is very difficult. Is not something easy. Because of that, wherever our brothers want to offer their prayer, Shaitan doesn't allow them to do their prayer. It prevents them. But other people, wherever they want to go to prayer, maybe 5 times, 10 times, they will do their salah. Because Shaitan doesn't care, take care of them. Say, go. But you reach to high level, high stage of spirituality. And you are here to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Shaitan wants to get you. Maybe you heard about this history. Shaykh Al-Ansari, he was one of our ulama, which now at the moment, his books, Maqasid and Rasail, all ulama and maraji are teaching these books. Once his wife was pregnant and she wanted to deliver a baby. And he had nothing in his house. Shaykh had nothing in his house. But there was some amount. He wanted to get some food for his wife. First, he went to get some amount and go and buy some food. But said, no, this is Khums. I will not get it. It not belongs to me. This money belongs to Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Second time and third time. Finally, he didn't get any money. Following day, one of our ulama scholars came to him and said to him, O Shaykh, yesterday I saw Satan, in my dream. And he had a lot of chains and different types of chains. Some was very strong, some was very light, some was very thick, some was very light. I asked him, what do you do by this chain? He said, I'm tying the people and pulling them toward me. He said, why I see there are different types of change. He said, because this depends on the people. Some of them need very light change. Some of them need very strong change. So because of that, I have different type of change. Said, which one is my change? Satan replied, you don't need any change. You are coming towards me yourself. You don't need. Later he asked him, oh Satan, why I will see some change very strong and thick, but it has been broken down. He said, yesterday in the night, 3 times I tied Sheikh Ansari, but he has broken down my chain and I couldn't take him with me. Now I have come to you to ask you about your history. What happened to you? He said, yes, this was my situation. I wanted to get 3 times. I went to take some amount from homes, but I have done nothing. So this is our history in this world. We need to draw and to get the attention of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala toward ourselves. This is first, in the beginning. And I can say also, this is the message. This is the message of our message from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, from A'imma alayhi wa salam, to us, that if you want to draw down the attention of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, you must be worthy of this situation. Because Allah will not look after everybody. You must pure your heart. You must pure yourself. Later, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will look after you. This is fine. Secondly, we said, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala put down the dua as a means and tools in this world. So, we must look at these tools and means, and we must benefit from it, and we must use it as a tool in this world. And whatever we want it, there is a certain dua for it, and we should not forget. Yes, sometimes we do our dua, but we will not get our result in our life. This is not mean, it doesn't mean that Allah doesn't want to give us what we wanted. But sometimes we put in our account, as I said last time. We will put in our account, and in the day of judgment, we will get it, inshallah. We will get it, and we will be happy, more happy with that our account. And I said, dua is something in nature of man, because we need. We are nothing in this world. So we must express our need towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And when we will go to certain position and certain situation, naturally we declare our need and we say, Da'a Rabbahu. We call upon Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When there is earthquake, when there is flood, when there is tsunami, we will express. When there is accident, we will declare our need towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Even those people who don't believe in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and they are not practicing any Islamic law, but in some situation they are coming to ulama, they will go to good people, to mu'minin, and they will ask them to do dua for them. This is their natural. They are declaring their natural. Walhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Ajara, you mentioned how important dua is. How important is it to recite either this dua or that dua or another dua? Or are all duas the same? For example, why do we recite Surah Iftitah mostly in the month of Ramadan? Can we recite that every day and it has the same effect?
Yes. Thank you. This is a very good question. Please, you have a lot of key, but each door has one key. You can't open this door by other key. You need to bring the same key. And if you want to open that door, you must use another key. Why? Because every door has its own key. Ready? This is the word, day and night and month. Every month has its own key. If you want to open the gate towards God during the Ramadan night, the key of opening that gate is Dua Iftitah. The key of opening the gate towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in Laylatul Jum'ah, night of Jum'ah, is Dua Qumayl. In the morning of Jum'ah, Dua Nubbah. Because of that, look at Kutub al-Adiyah, the supplication book. You will find out it has been written by and narrated from Imam alayhi salam. This dua should be recited in Jum'ah, Friday, and this dua in Eid al-Adha, or this dua in, for example, Eid al-Fitr, or this dua in Eid al-Ghadir, this dua, and so on and so. Yes. Every time has its own dua. Like Nafila. Nafila also is type of dua. Isn't it? Nafila of Fajr. Two rak'ah before Fajr. Salatul Fajr. But the Nafila of Dhuhr, four rak'ah after Salatul Dhuhr. Yes, we have various dua for various times and different times. But yes, sometimes you are feeling very well and you want to recite Dua Qumayl and in Tuesday or Wednesday. There is no problem. This is also some time of dua, but this dua is for that time. How we know this dua, how we know this is this key for this day or that day or another day, this we cannot realize it. But we must get it through those people knows and they are teacher and professor of making key. And those people who are I am not in Islam.
I think a question is slightly different from what you mentioned, but maybe to explain, to see whether we can draw this sort of conclusion or this right to draw this conclusion or not, if you can correct me on this issue. You said that we ask dua, and although Allah knows what we want, but still we ask, and as you explained, that what is the meaning of asking. But if we look at in the situation of individual human beings, that if we have a need, and as you explained, that the father knows what the child needs, and similarly, one brother knows the other brother's needs, and he knows what the situation is. And then we sometimes are hesitant to ask, but sometimes we are advised to ask for our need from our brother. Although the other brother may be aware of it, but we have still asked that if you have a need, you go and ask to your brother, sort of for the usual help. Is there anything that we can draw some lessons that, like Allah is asking us, or being aware of our needs, still we have to ask Him. So even our brother is aware of our need, but if we want to satisfy our need, we need to ask Him for the mutual understanding and mutual cooperation. Is there any lessons that we can draw from this lesson? I don't know if it is the right way of understanding the situation.
Yes. Actually, some people, good people, when they realize some our brothers, some of their brothers are needy and they need something. Without any asking of them, without any demanding, they will go and they will support them. Maybe sometimes they will hide themselves and they will go and they will give them, isn't it? Like Aimma alayhi salam. In the night, Imam Ali alayhi salam, Imam Hassan, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam were going to the poor people and they were sharing food, bread and something else to them, isn't it? Because they know they need something and they were giving to them. This is one thing we must know. But if we come to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, I said, yes, if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala aware of what I need, you must give to me. Maybe not good sentence to say you must give to me. He should give to me, he has to give to me. Why you not give me and I should ask him? There is two things. One thing is that, yes, something he will give to me. And we have a lot of hadith, inshallah later we'll read it here and recite it here. We have a lot of hadith concerning this issue. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, if you don't ask me, I will give to you. If you reject it, I will come to you again. If you deny me, I will give to you. I will not leave you. I love you. I love you because you are my servant. Although you don't worship me. This is one hand. But in another hand, there is something which you must know. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has a lot of means and tools in this world, in the universe, which we must use it, and through these tools and means we must reach to our target and we must have a lot of effort. For instance, if you want water and sit down and say, oh, I need water, I'm thirsty. You will not be satisfied except you go out and get some water from pipe and some or some place else. Isn't it? This is same like dua. But getting water, you must walk to get water. The means of getting water is walking. The means towards money is working. Go and work. Effort. To reach to what you need it, to be end of your khair and good, you need to do dua. This is also means. This is also tools. If Allah gives us everything without any means, this means we must sit down and we should not do anything. Like Imam Hussein alayhi salam. In the day of Ashura, he could kill all of enemies by one dua. Isn't it? Even he could get water by dua. And he has done some time. But he wanted to be everything in not going on naturally. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us something. But he put some means which we must use it. One means is dua. But sometimes without using this means, he will give us also. And we have a lot of experience in our life.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum salam.
I just want to share this idea with you. See if, is it not also possible that by asking, you are declaring that you are in need? Indeed, in fact, if you take it to its logical conclusion, if you accept the idea that you are nothing, even though you are something, and this is very difficult for us to contemplate, but if you accept that, maybe dua is also a means to get nearer to God, which in itself is what is the ultimate goal. And the way maybe God does is that He creates that need in the first place. So he withdraws something from you, or puts you in a situation where you turn to him. The idea being that not that he would have not given you what you wanted, but if you would then take and ask for it, but in the process then you realize that everything is ultimately for him, it's all in his hands. So isn't that what the ultimate goal of Noah is? I'm just asking.
Actually, by declaring and expressing our need toward Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we want to say to God, to our Lord, that we don't have anything and everything is under your control and we are needed to you, we are dependent on you. So, we are declaring our situation, which we need to you. Sometimes I was asking my father to give me something. I was telling him, or my father, up to end of my life, I want to show to you my need to you. I depend on you. And he was laughing at me. So, this is our situation. By our dua, we want to express our nature towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that we are nothing and we depend on you. Whatever we want it, we must get it from you, and whatever we have it is from you, is not from us. You are self-sufficient, but we are not self-sufficient. We are needy. I think this is the meaning of dua.
Sheikh, many of us don't have a very good understanding of Arabic, if at all.
Yes.
Now, if we recite a specific dua for a Friday or a Tuesday or a Wednesday, and does it have any effect if we don't understand what we're saying?
Actually, if we understand what we say, it's better. But if we don't understand it, Allah will understand it. This is first. Secondly, there is no any necessity to call upon Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala by Arabic word and language. Even in Salah, in your prayer, in Namaz, in Qunut, you can recite it in English or Gujarati or Urdu. There is no problem. It is allowed in even by all ulama.
But you were saying that there are specific
to us. Yes. So, this dua, because we don't know if we want to ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, what we must ask Him. And to get in attention of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala towards you, we don't know what we should say. We are ignorant. Illiterate. If we go to, for instance, president, and we want to talk to him, we don't know what we should say to him. Maybe you say, oh, how are you? Everything is okay? Well, thank you, bye-bye. But if you are a politician and you go to him, you know what you should say. Because we are very far from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Maybe we are from, for instance, from another town. We are coming from some village. A'imma alayhimu salam and imams know if we want to explain with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and we want to speak with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah knows what we should say to Him. So they taught us what we say to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But all of this is, I can say, is preparing ground for getting feeling towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The best dua, your attention towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Maybe 1 second attention towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is far 1,000 times better than reciting whole Mafatih al-Jannah. If you could get that situation, that spirituality time, that spirituality place in your heart, if you could get it without any reciting of Quran, this is better. Like Azadari for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Why we are reciting poems and Noha and Masriya the same. Why? And why we ask somebody come and recite for us Azazali? Because we want him to burn our heart and we cry. If we could sit down without reciting any Noha and cry for Imam, this is enough. Isn't it? But we will find out somebody who can recite better. Who can read better than somebody else. So we can cry more. The aim and goal is crying for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Without recitation of any poem or with that one. Now the dua is introduction of reaching to some target. I remember one of our ulama was saying that several times I was going to Imam Ridha alayhi salam's shrine. And I was asking him a lot. Never he gave me. And every day I was performing my ablution, and I was wearing best dress, I was using perfume, and I was going to haram, and I was reciting ziyarat jama'a, but I couldn't get it. Once I got problem in my house, I don't remember exactly, he said his father or his mother, I have doubt, but he mentioned, was sick, and he or she was aim of death. Said, without wearing my shoes and my dress, I ran toward Haram of Imam Ridha alayhi salam without ablution, without Ibn Dukhul permission of entrance, without any reciting of Ziyarat Jama'a, without all of these conditions which we are doing it in Afar usually. I went to Haram and directly I went to Zarih and I said, oh Imam Ridha, if you don't answer me and if you don't recover my mother or my father, who can do it? All doctors, they said we cannot do anything. Only I said so and I came back to my house. I find out my mother or my father, I have doubt about it. He recused and she doesn't have any problem. Maybe she's look at for some young girl or young man. Yes. This is the situation. If we could have that feeling towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we don't have any problem. One of our ulama, maybe you heard about Allama Amini, was saying, I was in Haram of Imam Hussein of Abbas alayhi salam. And long time ago I was asking them to give me one book. I didn't know where is it. I wanted to write some book about Imam Ali alayhi salam and verses of Imam Ali alayhi salam. But I didn't get it. I was there, so I saw Arab man came to him and he brought dead body. His son passed away. He threw it towards Abbas alayhi salam and said, I don't know. I need my son. If you don't give to me, I will go to your father and I will do so. Before getting out of Haram, I saw his son stood up and ran towards her mother and said, oh, my mother, stop, I'm coming to you. So I annoyed, why? You are Shia, you are ulama, you are doing and supporting the idea of Imam alayhi salam. Why we not reach to our aim, why we are not getting our goal. But this village man is coming and getting directly. He said they are coming without any doubt. Without any doubt. But we have a lot of doubt, isn't it? We have a lot of things in our heart. Maybe you heard about this history, okay, sorry. Someone said, please, how I can pass through the, and walk on the water, and pass the sea, and river? He said, if you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you can walk on the water. But he was joking with him. Later, once he wanted to go somewhere, he saw somebody is walking on the water. He realized that this man is the man who came to him and he was joking with him. He said, oh, how he could pass on the water? He said, oh, you don't remember? I asked you what I should do. And you told me, if you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you can walk on the water. You don't do? I told you, but I can't. Because, yes, this is. If we could have pure heart, without any doubt, we can reach to our target.
I understand your point about certainty and not having doubt, but I just want to clarify a point. In terms of reciting dua, there's sometimes told if you recite such dua, you get such a benefit. Are you saying the language of the recitation doesn't matter, the benefit would be the same? For example, dua kumana thirdly has
yes.
Many benefits. So somebody to recite this in English, they still obtain the same benefit.
Yes. Right, yes. But if we can recite it in Arabic, because actually translation cannot be the same, but if we can recite it in Arabic, we can get it.
I would say, if you have wrong dua, can you write the dua and say some part of it?
Yes.
Next to another part?
Please, unfortunately, sometimes we are reciting dua, like dua Abu Hamza. And we look at the pages. How many pages are there? How many pages? This is not dua. Dua, it means to get your spirituality, your feeling towards Allah. The best thing, if two pages, you have good situation, good feeling towards Allah. You must recite two pages, or one page, or three pages. If you have more feeling towards Allah, three pages or four pages. There is no any problem to cut it to three parts or four parts or less or more. We have one alim, one of our ulama in Tehran. Sometimes he is reciting the Akumet, but only he recites two pages after that and says, I am not feeling well. Now this is enough for us for this night. And I know Allah will give us what He wants to give to us. And this is enough for us. When the people are coming into His mosque and insisting on Him, please recite and complete it. We wanted to complete it. Say, I'm not feeling well. If you are feeling well, you can recite. This is, I think, is better. Because of that, we have in Hadith, Zor Fan Sharif. When you go to Shrine of A'imma alayhim as-salam, Zor, visit, and very soon go away. Get out. Fansalaf, get out. Very soon. Why? Because if you remain for a long time, you are not feeling well, and this is not good. When we have in some hadith from A'imma alayhim as-salam, they are advising us that don't live in Imam's town. Don't live in Mashhad. Don't live in Qom. Actually, we have some riwayah also live in Qom. It's good. But we have some riwayah, and we are saying, please don't live in the place which the shrine of Imam alayhi salam, because it will become ordinary for you, isn't it? I remember when at the first time when I was in Qom, whenever I was passing through the haram, I was doing salam and I was respecting Ma'asuma alayhi salam. But the first month, and every day I was going to haram. But later, after this, maybe after 2, 3, 4 months, only every week once I was going to haram. Later, 1 year once I was going to haram. This is not good. Yet, if you could check your situation to be like first day is good. But if it becomes ordinary to you, I think it's better to stop. 1 page or 2 pages.
Sorry, just to clarify this point, I know you answered it. So, but if dua means that you are asking, it's obviously by logical necessity that you should understand what you are asking. And if you do not understand the language, then obviously it is better to at least look at the translation or to do it in a language that is commensurate with your understanding. But to recite just for the sake of reciting the way you recite Quran, does not make sense, because I mean, even though you know that Allah knows that you don't know. But the point is not that. The point is that you should know what you know, not that Allah should know. Allah knows everything. So I think it is, just to clarify, it is better to understand, isn't it, rather than just to recite it for the sake of recitation in a language you don't understand.
Of course, sometimes one of our ulama was saying, oh, my Lord, my God, I don't understand what Imam Ali said in this dua. How do you understand it? I need what Imam Ali asked you. I think also we must say to Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allahumma, we don't know what we are saying. But we are saying by the language of Imam Ali alayhi salam. By demanding. What he asked you, and he wanted you to give to him, we are asking also the same, and give it to us. But we don't know what is the meaning of this. Exactly, if we want to know the exact meaning of some dua, we cannot understand. Beyond our understanding. Isn't it? Look at dua coming. How is it? Sabarku ala adabik. كيف أشكر على أفراحك؟